Out the Macho Man. Ooh, yeah! Welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast!
See, that worked, because it ties into one of the games I played.
Do I sound much like the Macho Man, or am I just making noises?
I didn't know you were friends with the Macho Man, Mike. Is he there right now?
Wow. Ooh, yeah! Slap into a Slim Jim.
Did you say slap into a Slim Jim?
Yeah, is it snap?
Yes.
I don't really like Slim Jim. Hello and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for March 25th, 2011. This is Mike Minotti. I'm joined by my brother, Edge Guy.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
Oh, fine.
How's the weather in the P-Bird?
It's cold as shit. This sucks.
It's as cold as ice. Okay, so we're going to start with the news. Then we'll get into Let's Go Topical, including the community topic from last week. We got your responses from that. You know, a new topic for all of you to ponder upon in the coming week. We'll do our week in gaming and the releases, and that'll be the show. So why don't we get started then?
Okay. There it is. So, the final Mass Effect 2 DLC Arrival comes out on Tuesday, March 29th.
Yeah, I'm going to take the opportunity to kind of play through all of the DLC finally when that comes out.
You should do that. They're yes. Good.
I'm so
excited.
Do we know what it's about vaguely without, like, huge spoilers?
I haven't read a single thing. I don't want to know.
I mean, I assume that's going to somehow kind of tie into Mass Effect 3.
Right.
Kind of like that Fable 2 See the Future DLC thing. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Which I don't think anybody played because it was DLC for Fable 2.
Whoops.
Law. You see that, by the way, did you see that thing recently where Peter Molyneux was Fable 3 was shit. The next one's going to be much better.
Yeah, did you also see the thing where they said he did that after every Fable game?
Yes, I did. He was right this time, though.
Oh, Peter.
This time he was right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next.
After we were conjecturing about it, is that a word? I don't know.
That is definitely not a word. Continue.
Okay, anyway.
Conjecturing.
MotorStorm Apocalypse is also, in fact, and definitely delayed in North America.
Hmm.
Bit of a bummer, because I want to play that game.
When's it going to come out now?
They haven't said.
When was it supposed to come out?
It was supposed to come out, I think, sometime in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, well, I'm sure we'll live without a little MotorStorm.
Oh, yeah, it's supposed to come out on April 12th.
Okay. You're probably just going to wait a month or two.
Yeah. So, Sony is saying that all NGP games will be downloadable day and date with retail releases.
Do you believe them?
I believe their games will be. I don't know if they're going to be able to convince all the third parties again or not. Like, I don't know if that's what they're saying or...
I never understood why Square was so against that. Like, the big one was Kingdom Hearts, when that, like, wasn't released digitally at all. Which was, like, their biggest release, probably since the, PSP Go debuted.
Mm.
Like, you can't buy it online. Why not?
Because.
What exactly? Is it going to be using, like, basically DS cartridges for games?
Kind of.
Okay, so it's not UMD.
No. That's gone. Well, here's the quote from Andrew House, who's the SCEE president. One thing we learned from PSP is that we want to have simultaneous delivery in digital and physical for NGP. Just to clarify that, all games that appear physically will be made available digitally. There you go.
Okay.
I mean, they say so.
I guess it's pretty easy to catch them in a lie now.
Yeah, right?
You can't kind of bend your way out of that. Like, well, we meant this. Nope, you said it.
Yep.
Next.
So, AMD feels that DirectX is holding back graphic performance on the PC.
Who's AMD?
Well, they were ATI. AMD bought them, and now they just call everything AMD. They make the Radeon cards.
I see. So they don't like DirectX.
Well, but their argument's stupid. Yes, like DirectX, DirectX works on PC because it's kind of, you code to DirectX instead of coding to every individual graphics card and CPU configuration that exists, of which there's practically limitless. And their argument is, like, the reason why, like, you know, a $500 graphic card comes out now still looks about as good as, like, a 7-year-old console is because, you know, the developers are now able to work beyond the APIs and code specific things. Well, yeah, because there's one Xbox 360, there's one PlayStation 3. Like, if they were to get what they wanted, they would have to literally make one graphics card every 5 years and just release that and let everyone code directly to it, thus turning it into a console.
I see.
So I really don't understand what they're arguing about.
I kind of zoned out there. I get bored when you talk about hardware and... Well, I guess it's not hardware. You know what I mean.
Okay,
it I'm sure you made a very good point for our listeners, though.
I did.
I'm sure they all enjoyed that immensely while I was doing something else.
Okay.
Next.
EA is going green. No more manuals in EA sports games.
Well, I mean...
Which isn't the biggest loss. It's not like those manuals taught you anything.
Well, don't they have in-game manuals now, right?
What they're doing.
Right, so, yeah.
All the manuals were anymore, just like a button map.
Right, yeah. There weren't much to manuals. They used to be good bathroom reading, though. I guess we lose that. Although we have smartphones now, so...
Yeah, we could probably digitally download the manual there.
Yeah, you know. So, yeah, those are going away, the manual. Mm-hmm. Sad, I guess.
Yes.
I mean, you have to have something to put, like... the health warnings and stuff still, I guess, right?
Yeah, that's the splash screen is for when you turn on the game now.
Oh, right, yeah, that thing.
Yep, see, obsolete.
Yep, nothing going on there. Well, there'll still be those little ads in it. Oh, wait, those are in the games too. Never mind.
Burn!
Got him.
All right, very good. Well done.
Thank you. Felt good saying it.
Dead Island, the logo. Too grisly. Too much. Have you seen the logo for Dead Island?
No. Is it too grisly?
It's the words Dead Island with a palm tree between them.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And the eye is replaced with a zombie hanging from a tree around the neck, you know?
Oh, is that too grisly?
Apparently.
Oh, so they can't use it? That's a nice logo, I guess.
Yep, nope, gone.
I thought that kind of violence was okay if they were zombies.
You can't tell it's a zombie, though. It's just silhouette, so it looks like a man.
Just, like, kind of have his mouth agape a bit. I guess it'll just look like he's still hanging with it.
Yeah.
I guess it's hard to tell between somebody who's been, you know, hanged and a zombie who's being hanged. Maybe the zombie is flailing more. I don't know.
I guess.
Okay. So did they release their new logo?
Not yet. Not that I've seen it, at least.
Maybe it'll just be, like, an eye instead.
I feel like... 10 years ago, when they make that like top 10 list of most disappointing games, I feel like Dead Island's going to be very high on that list.
I feel
list.
Like it's already leading there just because of that trailer.
Yeah, I finally watched that, and then watched more stuff like actual gameplay and stuff. I'm like, are you kidding? And then their excuse is, well, that trailer was made by a third party. Well, you still fucking approved it.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to criticize them because their trailer was too awesome.
I am.
Your trailer was just too good. All right, what's next?
Well, it's not...
Okay, no, go ahead. What?
I was going to say, it's not that it's too awesome. It's just it's misrepresentative of the game.
It's not misrepresentative of the game. There's no game in the trailer.
Well, yeah, but even the game's story, context, emotional weight, I don't know, had nothing to do with it. Except for the zombies at a resort. It's the only commonality I could find.
I don't know. That shit seems to work fine for Halo and Gears of War, so I don't know why Dead Island can't do it.
At least, like, you know, Marcus Fenix was in the Gears of War trailer, in environments that you explored in the game, with guns that you shot in the game, against enemies you shot in the game.
See, to me, all these zombie games are like anyways.
Well, right.
There's a zombie. We're gonna kill a bunch of them, probably. Alright, next.
Blizzard is gonna come for your wallet once more with the new Winged Lion mount coming to the Blizzard store. It kinda rhymed.
Isn't a Winged Lion a griffin?
yeah, you would think. It does look more lion-like.
That's it. I was about to say, isn't that the most base mount in the game? It's a griffin.
No. It's got like a mane and fuzzy feet, or maybe it's fire. I can't tell. And like it's black.
Okay, yeah. Everyone needs to man up and just go get themselves an actual epic mount. Like I had to work for one for 2 months.
I'd rather pay $25.
Yeah. How about no? Gotta be a man and spend forever getting one.
Valve is updating Steam's voice technology with the Silk codec, which we are using right now on Skype.
Fascinating.
So soon, Steam will sound as good as this, Mike.
That's good, because it usually doesn't sound very good. Will we start using Steam, then?
Maybe. Maybe just get rid of Skype altogether.
Well, how about that?
Oh man,
I'm not actually excited about that.
Okay, that's okay.
Next,
another Valve news. Some guy. He's political gamer. I don't know where he's from. I didn't quite get this.
Some crack done journalism here, Edgar.
Yeah. Anyway, he got
some
to go
guy
to...
said this. This is CNN. Some guy was totally like, "Whoa."
And his name's
other guy was like, "Hey."
His name's Political Gamer. He's a user on the Steam forums. I don't know why he got to go to Valve, but he went to Valve.
Why?
I don't know.
Guess he just told me he didn't know.
The post just starts. So today was the big day, the day I went to Valve. I'm like, right. Okay.
So what do you
anyway,
learn?
He learned things. He mostly got to see some stuff they're working on with Team Fortress 2 with, like, DLC and the Source Filmmaker.
Oh, what are
maps.
They working for? What are they working on, Team Fortress 2?
There's a new map coming called Barn Blitz. Now that they have the cloud screenshots, there's going to be, like, a cloud filmmaker thing, although he doesn't have a ton of details on it. But the big thing is that he has confirmed the existence of Meet the Medic.
Oh, goody.
It's about 80 to 90% done. He calls it the best Meet the video yet, and it will be released, quote, soon.
Probably before the next patch.
Yeah.
So after that, they'll just be Pyro, right?
That's right.
Cool.
Yes.
Just think it'll have taken, when did Team Fortress 2 come out, 2006?
2007.
Okay, yeah.
By the time we get Pyro, it might be 4 years. That's like how long it takes a Pixar movie to be made.
Right.
Okay, Sony has claimed that PS3 hacker Geohot has fled the United States to avoid trial.
Sony has like this manhunt for this guy. Like, they were really upset with him.
Well, meanwhile, he emailed everybody to be like, yeah, I'm on vacation. I've had this vacation bought and paid for since November, and I told them that, and all my lawyers know that too, and I've talked with my lawyers every day, so like, I'm coming home, everyone chill.
No, he's fled.
Yeah, to avoid indictment or whatever. It's like, Sony, we understand you're upset, that's fine. Just
chill out a little bit.
You don't have to like act like a blatant villain.
Exactly.
You know, they could have taken the route of like the hurt father who's like, oh, I'm disappointed. You know, they could have done something like that.
But how much money are they going to get from this guy? Does he have money?
That's what I want to know. He's just some kid.
Like, what point are they going to? Are they going to send him to jail? Is that what they want?
I guess.
I feel like this poor kid does not belong in jail. I mean, I don't know. He's probably older than a kid, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I want to see that trial though, where like somebody's like, Your Excellence, this man is to Hacksword.
And then the judge just goes, oh, really? Yeah, really.
Oh, really? Yeah, really. Objection. The video game trial of the century. Okay, next.
He should get Phoenix Wright to defend him. But then Sony would get Miles Edgeworth, and Nintendo would sue them.
Yes, because there'd be more... Okay, next.
Oh, God. Speaking of Nintendo, the 3DS isn't even out yet, but there's a system update for it. And with that update, you'll get the 3D music video for OK Go's White Knuckles.
Well, why not?
Yeah. I watched that video again, too. I was like, yeah, this would be good in 3D. There's dogs jumping at the camera.
Oh, that's the dog one.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, sure. It sounds like fun to me.
Mm-hmm. It's not permanent, though. Apparently, like, when the next update comes out, it'll get deleted and something else will be put on.
Oh.
That's fun.
Like, you don't download the video?
No, it just comes with the update, and it's like a little button on the home screen that says 3D movie.
I see.
Mm-hmm. So I guess they'll just plan on rotating stuff in and out of that.
Have they said much about actually, like, releasing 3D movies on the 3DS?
I mean, that's the plan. They haven't really talked about it much lately.
That's one thing they had a lot of E3, even. They're just playing trailers for 3D movies.
Right. Well, I mean, none of that e-store's coming till May anyway.
Oh, yeah. Next.
Finally, an independent investment firm here estimates that the raw materials to make a 3DS cost them $101.
Well, that's a lot of profit for them, then.
Yeah, it is.
If it's true. I mean, I don't know. This guy says it. I mean, if that's true, I guess they should have, maybe, you know, could you have gone to 200?
Yeah, seriously.
But I don't know. I'm so at peace with the price at this point. I don't know if I can really bring myself to be outraged.
Yeah, like, at this point, I'm over it. I've budgeted for it. I'm getting one.
Right. Like, it's fine. Okay. It's coming, right. You see this thing where, like, CNN reviewed
Oh, they had a hardcore Halo gamer.
This guy's, I grew up on Halo. I read that, I'm like, what? Are you...
Were you born in 2000? How old are you?
I was like, you grew up on Halo? Like, how? Yeah, I was like, who grew up on Halo? I don't think anyone who grew up in Halo is, like, graduated from high school.
No.
Oh, my gosh. I was like, I like this quote from him. It also relies on cartridges, something we haven't seen since the last Game Boy.
What?
What does that mean?
We just saw cartridges on the DS, and they're coming back on the NGP.
Basically, he complains that it's not as cool as an iPad or an iPhone.
Sorry.
Like,
I happen to think it's pretty cool.
No, it's so... They just got their technology guy. Probably doesn't, like, even play video games. But, like, oh, you have an iPhone. Review this. Like, he's like, oh, it doesn't have apps. There's no GPS on here. Where do I put my music? This thing is the fail. Oh, the 3DS is going to do plenty fine.
Oh, yeah, they don't have to worry about that.
Yes. For sure. Okay. Is that it for the...
No, I got two more stories.
I thought you said finally.
Yeah, I meant in Nintendo 3DS news. I should have clarified that.
Yeah, when you said finally, I was expecting some sort of finality.
I'm sorry, two more stories.
Okay, let's hear it.
They are doing HD downloadable versions of Resident Evil 4 and Code Veronica.
I guess they're going to be bundled in Japan, but we're just going to be able to download them separately here. Very cool. We'll talk about that a little bit more. Let's go topical.
Ooh, okay, I'll save it. And finally, because this may be the last time I ever get to say this. Duke Nukem Forever has been delayed.
Well, you know, Jay, Duke never comes early.
Yeah.
I thought that was a pretty good line, I have to admit.
Between that and, did you see the little video they made?
No.
It's like Randy Pitchford of Gearbox in front of the camera. It's like, hey, everybody, this is Randy Pitchford of Gearbox. So excited. We are so close to the release of Duke Nukem. Like, behind him is a big poster. It says, like, you know, coming May, whatever it was. It's like, I just can't believe it's finally happening. I know everyone's been waiting forever. We hear Gearbox for polishing the game right now and showing, like, people working on the game. You know, I'm just, I can't believe it's taking this long, but it's finally coming. It's finally here. And we're so excited. And as he's talking, some guy just comes behind him with, like, a sticker. Throws on the poster with the new date. He just, like, turns around, like, all confused. He's like, what? Why am I the last one to hear about these things? This is bullshit! And he, like, angrily storms off.
Oh, man. But, you know, I think we can all wait another month or two, whatever it is.
Yeah, I wasn't exactly heartbroken.
No.
That's the thing. I mean, I didn't play the game at PAX, but I watched it being played. I was like, eh.
It's gonna be a fun curiosity. I definitely want to play it.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing.
Maybe I'll get a Gamefly account and play it, but...
I'd say that's why I have one.
Yes. All right, so is that your final news story?
I am now done.
All right, well, let's do our Let's Go Topical, and let's start with last week's kind of community question. What do we call it, the Let's Go Topical 2.0?
Yes.
Didn't I want to call it the Let's Go 2.0 because it rhymed more?
Yeah, but it doesn't make sense.
It kind of makes sense.
Where are we going, Mike?
I don't know, let's go.
To the cloud.
No. Okay. So, the question was, do you think the launch lineup for the 3DS is weak? If you had to pick one game from it to buy, which would it be? Bill Leon, or is it Lion?
Bill Lion. Leon.
Leon. I was trying to make it more French. Ah, nothing really excites me about the lineup. It just feels like a lot of old IPs with a 3D twist. I feel like they're losing a chance to try something new with a great new handheld. He's totally got a point with the launch lineup as it is.
Well, yeah, although you could say that about pretty much all of Nintendo's launch lineups. It's an old IP with X twists.
Right, no, they have not taken very many risks with launches for a while.
No.
And I think everyone agrees it's going to take a good year for the 3DS to really build up some steam with its software. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you know, when you look at the stuff, like the 10 Dogs Butts Cats, it's basically just 10 Dogs in 3D. Super Street Fighter 4 3D, Super Street Fighter 4 in 3D, Pilot Wings 3D, you know, you get the idea.
Right.
It'll be interesting to see if they start doing, like, a couple of new IPs here or there. They're just going to be pretty content.
You could kind of count Kid Icarus.
Yeah, that basically counts. It's basically a whole new thing, but that would have been a pretty good launch game, I think.
Yeah, like, if that could have been ready for launch, that would have been awesome.
Right. Drew Robbins says, the lineup is even weaker than the original DS, which is some feat. If I had to choose, I'd probably opt to just go out and buy Elite Beat Agents again. Not a bad choice, since Elite Beat Agents was amazing.
Yeah.
I don't know, but that's, do you think it's weaker than the original DS?
No, I don't know, refresh me. What was the original DS launch lineup? I can't quite recall.
There was Mario.
Oh, yeah, Mario 64.
There's Mario? Yeah, I mean, that's the one I can remember. I remember it just was not a great launch lineup.
Yeah, Rayman 2 came out, which ironically is coming out with a 3DS
Yeah, you're right. There's that again. That's kind of... I'm pretty sure there's a Super Monkey Ball. Like there is again. For some reason, a Super Monkey Ball game has to be involved in every Nintendo launch. Just off the top of my head, though, I don't know. I feel like this is slightly stronger. If only for Super Street Fighter 4.
Right. Let's see if I can find a list of launch games.
Okay, well, let me move on to the next one.
Yeah, sure.
Matt with the last name I can't pronounce. Giguari. Giguari? Giguer? Okay, here's my defense. U-E-R-E. That could be pronounced so many different ways, right?
Yeah. Giguere. Say Giguere.
See, I bet that's
Matt,
right.
You could tell us if that's wrong.
Matt Giguere.
You're trying to make all the names fancier than they are.
I am. I do have that problem. I assume everything has more flourish than it really does, because my life is just so colorful. I want everyone's names to be amazing. All right. So he says, Pilot Wings. It's portable, the perfect time for a new installment, and damn it, I love me some Pilot Wings. Now, finally, I had $300 to spare.
Yeah, see, that's always the thing. When you look at the launch of a system, you're basically buying a game for $300.
Well, he should have... He should have gotten Pilot Wings for free, like I did.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't decided if I'm getting Pilot Wings or not. I feel like it'd be... Well, here's the thing. And someone posted this somewhere on the internet, and they made a good point. Pilot Wings is always there for system launches, and it was always kind of like the chill-out backup game you went to. Like, when the N64 came out, it was Pilot Wings and Mario.
Right, it was a great Mario. Counterpoint to Mario.
Yeah, but it's not the counterpoint to anything. It's kind of being pushed as almost the lead.
No, I understand.
It's like, I've tried dabbling with it. I've read some or watched some video reviews online. I guess like there are some more vehicles that unlock, like variations of what's already in the game.
Do
like
they have the parachuting?
Instead of parachuting, it's like those like weird suits that people wear now they skydive with.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's like one of those. It's like there's stuff like that in there, so it's a little more substantial, I thought, but I still don't know if it's substantial enough. I don't know. I just don't know what to think.
Well, you can try mine out.
Okay. Get an opinion. That's good.
I would be slightly afraid if Pilot Wings was the only game I was getting for my 3DS, I guess.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, I loved the old Pilot Wings back in the day, but like sure. I think it's because I had something to counter it with.
Right. It was great for like, okay, I just got 20 stars in Mario. Let me do something else.
Yeah, I'm just going to fly around with those cool bird wing things you got in Pilot Wing 64 and
exactly.
Just fly around.
All right. Tracy Major says, a little, yeah. I'd probably get Ridge Racer 3D. I usually play RPGs on my DS, so without an RPG in the lineup, unless I misread the list, there isn't much to offer right away to me.
Yeah, that is a substantially missing genre from this launch.
The Paper Mario game will come, and it will be amazing. I am pretty psyched for that.
But is it going to be more... Is it a remake of the old Paper Marios?
No, it's new.
So is it going to be more like the first two or like the third one, which is more of a platform,
really?
It's
going to be more like the first two.
Oh, okay. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, Paper Mario 2, The Thousand Year Door on the GameCube. Oh, that's a great game.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love that game. Ridge Racer 3D, though, that's not really something I thought about too much. Apparently the 3D in that is one of the best examples of the technology, though.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you like your Ridge Racer, Shamrock, who I do not think that's his real name. If it is, that's pretty awesome. He says, the launch lineup is okay, a little something for everyone, but nothing, which makes me feel like I must run out and buy one. My vote for one game would be Lego Star Wars. The Lego titles tend to have a lot of collectibles, which would extend the life immensely for a portable title when played in dump minutes. I like that, dump minutes.
Yeah. You know, I hadn't considered that game as much. That wouldn't be a bad one to go with.
No, especially, I guess, yeah, because, like, now that I think about it, I guess we're at the point where that would probably just play exactly like the other Lego games, right? Like,
yeah, except it'll be in 3D.
Right. Although this one's based off the Clone Wars show, right?
Right.
Although other reviews I read for it said that it's apparently pretty good.
Right. Well, see, here's the thing. It seems like every Lego game that comes out starts, like, all those reviews start saying, though, I find myself surprised to say this, but this is actually the best Lego game I've played so far.
Like,
the combat is much improved, and the puzzles are excellent. Like, that's like the review of every successive Lego game.
Why don't we stop being surprised then? But, I mean, still, there is a part of me that's like, it's still a Lego Star Wars game. As much fun as those are. And plus, like, there won't be, like, the fact they're like, oh, I'm playing through the movies. Now I'll be playing through shit I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. If I'd watched the shows, I might care a little more.
Right.
So, what are the games you have again now?
I have Ten Dogs Plus Cats, the French Bulldog version, and Pilot Wings, and I reserved Street Fighter.
Okay, yeah, because I'm definitely getting Street Fighter. And what I'm going to do is, Toys R Us is having a buy one, get one half off sale on 3DS games next week. So I'm going to get two. And I still don't know what that second one's going to be yet.
What's the first one? Oh,
Street Fighter.
Okay, I got you. So you're not going to buy Street Fighter when you get your 3DS?
I may even just do that. I don't know. So I could, well, I mean, I work Sunday morning, so, like, I'm going to, like, pretty much go to the launch, come home, play with it for an hour, go to sleep, and go to work.
Right.
So, like, I don't, like, I'd be fine just coming home, messing with the AR cards and stuff like that for a little while.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll find out. All right, let's go to our new topics for the week. Okay, Dragon Age 2 neglects the straight gamer.
Oh, this was
stupid. Have you been following
this
up? Well, this guy complained on the Dragon Age forums that there weren't that Dragon Age 2 doesn't cater to the straight gamer enough. He says that they're he called Isabella and what's the elf's name? Meryl.
Meryl.
Meryl too exotic.
First of all, what the hell he's talking about?
What is okay? I guess that Meryl is an elf. Why is Isabella exotic? Is it because she has a tan?
I guess.
I thought that Isabella was basically like pandering to the straight gamer.
Yeah, right. She's got giant breasts and no pants.
Yeah, she's basically a slutty pirate slut.
A slutty pirate slut?
Yes.
The best kind of pirate slut.
The slutty kind. So, I mean, I don't know what he's talking about. But, you know, it caused this thing where everyone just called him stupid pretty much.
Yeah, I have encountered no less than three straight women that I could hit on in that game. Like, I don't know what his complaint is.
Yeah, no problems. I don't know. It seems like a silly thing to complain about. Anyways. I still think that these are the low points of all BioWare games, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, the part's like, oh, this is the part where BioWare wants me to have sex with somebody for no reason. And, like, it'll only ever be I feel like it would be better if they would reference the relationship outside of the relationship moments more.
Yeah, that's the problem. Like, I feel like like, you know, this is the base. Where they need to go from here is, like, you know, if you have that person in your party and you're fighting and they get hurt, like, your guy should, like, react to that somehow. Like,
right.
Differently. You know, something like that.
Right. Like, it doesn't feel important except for, like, scenes that are basically, like, these are the scenes where you now interact with whoever your relationship person is at this moment.
Right.
Oh, okay. But, you know, I would certainly not complain about their choices, I guess.
Yeah.
If that's what you want to be upset about. Okay. You will buy HD ports of Resident Evil 4 and Code Veronica.
Maybe. I'll download the trials and see if they hold my interest.
Resident Evil 4 is a pretty solid game. I'm kind of excited about that. Although,
I wonder if the PlayStation version would have move support.
Ooh, that would be very nice, actually.
Yeah.
That would be very nice. What about Code Veronica? That's kind of interesting.
I played more of that than any other Resident Evil game.
That was like kind of like the last one that was a lot like a Resident Evil game. Well, I guess there's that Resident Evil Zero.
Well, that doesn't count. That was dumb.
Was it? Did you even play it?
A little bit. It was pretty bad.
Well, if you say so. But, I mean, yeah, I would definitely want to try that, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. When's the last time we really had, like, an old-school survival horror game like that, though? I wonder how that holds up.
That's true. Like, the tank controls. And
right, and all that stuff. Like, oh, you don't fight very many people. All right. So, maybe for you?
Yeah. Okay. Like I said, I'll download the trials.
Okay. Duke Nukem's Capture the Babe mode is offensive.
Did you see the Penny Arcade?
Yes, that was very funny, actually.
It's a very good point, actually.
Right. Well, that's kind of the norm, though. It seems like the order of being upset by things is, you know, we're most upset about naughty language, then about sex, and then violence.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I guess I don't see this as a huge deal. Do you?
No, it's just going to be something else that Fox News will latch on to inevitably.
I don't know. Fox News sometimes doesn't attack things I thought they would.
Yeah.
Well, no, they probably will, because they are into the sex things. I think they were complaining about Bulletstorm having innuendos in it while you're murdering a billion people. Like they, you know, they don't care about that. Like, they didn't really care about No Russian very much, did they?
No, they brought it up.
Did they? But, like, not a whole ton.
But everybody brought it up.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. See, when I heard this, I was like, oh, that sounds like something I would have expected to be in a Duke Nukem game. Everyone's like, oh, he's degrading women. I'm like, oh.
I have three words for you. Shake it, baby.
Right, like, Duke Nukem degrades everybody pretty equally, I think, right?
That's also true.
So, I don't know. Some people are sure to be upset about this and complain and write very long essays about how Duke Nukem's bad for the industry and all this stuff. I don't really think in the long run anyone's going to take this seriously, and anybody's life will ever be the worst because we slapped some girl's butt in Duke Nukem.
Yeah.
So that's my thought on that. All right. Fighting game developers shouldn't release patches to balance characters.
I think it's fine. You're referring to Sentinel?
Yes. Although, okay, so there's a patch coming out for Marvel vs. Capcom 3. It's going to nerf Sentinel by reducing, like, 30% of his health, I think. Like, he used to have the most health in the game. Now they're bringing it down. It's interesting, because I don't know if Sentinel was... I didn't notice him being overpowered in this one.
Yeah, I mean, if there's any problem I ever have fighting Sentinel, it's that I can't touch him at all because he has good range.
Right.
So, like, nerfing his health didn't do anything, really.
It helps a little bit, I guess. I mean, he was never as bad as he was in Marvel vs. Capcom 2. Like, yeah. Part of me just likes this because I have so many bad memories of losing to Sentinel in Marvel vs. Capcom 2. I kind of hate the character.
Right.
So I'm like, nerf the hell out of him.
Nerf the bastard.
Make him the worst character in the game, then I'll be happy. But it just seems way... Like, you don't...
That's too quick and easy a fix. And you actually need to actually balance it.
It's not just that, but I feel like it's too early to even know if it needs balancing. People don't really learn a fighting game until, like, a year after it comes out. I don't think we really know. Like, maybe somebody found some cheap trick in the Sentinel. But there's got to be... People are going to discover ways to counter that. Probably already have. Pretty easily. You know, maybe the problem is that you could take advantage of newbies with it really easy. I don't know. But patches are fine, but I feel like if you're going to do one, you should do maybe a big patch, fix a bunch of things, and wait like a year after the game comes out. Don't, like, release like one patch every 2 weeks with another new fix. Then you get into, like, World of Warcraft territory almost.
Yeah, where no one knows what's going on.
Right, where it's like every month there's, like, a new best class. Like, no one can actually learn anything. All right, so this is our community topic, the last one, and I'm going to start with you, but since we're getting towards the DS has basically been, it's at the end of its run, its successor is coming out on Sunday.
Right.
So it's time to look back and tell me what your favorite DS game was.
My favorite DS game, off the top of my head, I have to say some out loud so I can start whittling this down. Mm-hmm. Kirby Canvas Curse is still a standout to me.
For sure. Those like that and Meteos were like the first ones that are like,
yeah.
Oh, yes. Touch screen.
For some reason, I have a strange love of the Star Wars Episode 3 game they made for the DS.
I know you do, but surely that's not your favorite.
No, but it's up there. It's really good.
It had a decent, like, combat mode, too, like ship flying mode.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like that's a game that nobody played and probably wasn't as bad as they all thought it would be.
Yeah. Yeah, what's yours?
Well, the Phoenix Wright games come to mind.
I knew you'd say that, yeah.
If I had to pick one of those, maybe Phoenix Wright 3, Trials and Tribulations was pretty awesome. Elite Beat Agents.
Yeah.
That's a huge contender for me. That's pretty much my favorite music game. I really like that one. Ghost Trick, which I just played this year. That's a really big contender. That might be my game of the year so far.
Wow.
Oh, Ghost Trick is amazing. Yeah, shame on you for not playing that, by the way. Pokemon Black and White also just came out. Incredibly good, solid stuff. It's interesting, though, because not very many of, like, the Nintendo franchises popped to my head.
Yeah.
The Mario Kart DS was a really good... That was the best Mario Kart they probably ever released.
Yeah.
But, like, the Star Fox game, not that great. I never really liked any of the two Zelda games that much, to be honest.
I didn't like them at all.
Well, like, Phantom Hourglass is okay. I just straight up did not like Spirit Tracks. I kind of found it tedious, boring, easy, and slow.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably say Ghost Trick right now, honestly.
I might actually say Elite Beat Agents.
Elite Beat Agents would probably be my close second place, I suppose.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, there's the new Mario Brothers. was fun. It was easy. There was all the Mario RPGs and stuff like that.
Right, right.
But, like, no, I really kind of like these quirkier games the most, I guess. The Phoenix Wrights, the Professor Layton's and all that stuff. That was always the kind of stuff I remember the most. Maybe, Hotel Dusk, but...
Yeah, that was really good.
That was really good. But, like, I guess Ghost Trick's kind of the most in my mind right now. It was just incredibly unique.
Mm-hmm.
And just, I don't know, just the way it was such a touchscreen, like, game. You know, like, it was just, you must control with the touchscreen. I think those games kind of always stick out to me more. Like, as cool as Pokemon is, it doesn't, you know, you don't really need that touchscreen or any of, like, the DS.
Right, well, you know,
stuff.
It's like playing an iPhone game that has virtual buttons on it. Like, you want something that plays to the system's unique strengths.
Right, exactly. And that's what stuff like Phoenix Wright, even though Phoenix Wright was a port of the Game Boy Advance game, it was like, oh, this should have always been a DS game. And Elite Beat Agents and stuff like that, for sure. But no, I'm going with Ghost Trick.
Okay.
And you're going with Leap Beat?
EBA, yeah.
EBA's final level, the Jumping Jack Flash thing, is just amazing.
Still so good, yeah.
God, that... And also, how proud are we all when we beat that on the hardest difficulty?
Yeah.
It's like, hell yes. I am the win. Alright, so that's the community topic, too, and we'll put it up right when we're done recording. What was your favorite Nintendo DS game? Dan, tell us about it. Don't just say a game and be lame.
Yeah, that's why we have Facebook, so we can use more than 144 characters.
Exactly. Alright. Okay, so that's that.
Alright.
So, how's Dragon Age 2 treating you?
Very, very well, thank you.
How far are you? Are you still in Act 1?
Yeah, I'm taking my sweet time.
Well,
Between side questing and just not getting as much time to play it as I'd like.
For sure. See, like, then I feel like, because a lot of the game's flaws are really becoming more apparent to me now in, like, Act 3.
Really?
Well, and I still like it a lot, but I feel like there are maybe 5 dungeons in the entire game.
Yeah, even at this point, I'm noticing, like, yeah, this is repeating quite a bit.
Right, and it's like, no, it feels like there's 5 dungeons, basically, and after a while, like, it just seems like quests are like, there's something I need you to find. Go into one of the game's 5 dungeons and find it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I guess one thing, like, I am noticing that there's just not in this game, like, there aren't any long dungeons. Which I guess is maybe a deliberate pacing option. But you think with the major change they made of having your health and mana and stamina, like, instantly fill up after every battle, then you would be able to have some long dungeons.
Yeah, yeah.
You wouldn't need to leave. But I mean, besides that, though, I killed, like, a very big dragon the other day, and I basically tackled it very much like how I would, you know, go against a major big dragon in the first Dragon Age.
Yeah, yeah, I did the same thing. I fought a dragon. I was like, yeah, this is no different. But it like I said, it's very similar to Final Fantasy XII. The mundane battles are sped up. The major battles are just as tactical
as
before.
And that's how Mass Effect 1 really was, really. It's weird because it's not the battles that turned out not to be nothing. That turned out to be almost exactly the same. It's just it's like we're getting used to this smaller scope. Like, for a while I kept thinking, well, Kirkwall is my first city. And now I'm like, oh, Kirkwall's the only city.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, there's going to be more screens than that one of just the mountain. No, that's it. The places you go to are Kirkwall at night, in that mountain.
Yeah.
It's just not something I am used to. You know, Bioware games are notoriously globe-trotting / galaxy-trotting affairs. They're almost set up, almost comedically so. Because I remember the Bioware, like, chart, how to make a Bioware game? And
yeah.
I actually got pissed at it. It was like, oh, and there's the section where you go to 5 different worlds / countries / things. But it kind of makes for a nice thing, because, like, in Dragon Age 1, I was like, well, you have, like, four people you need to see to get to sign your treaty, so go do that. And it was kind of episodic in that way, but, and then go around it however you want. Like, you know, you have to visit the dwarves, and you visit the elves, and visit these people, and, you know. And this one, you just kind of go through it. It's not linear, but it's like, small open world.
Yeah.
It's like Super Mario 64 open world as opposed to Grand Theft Auto 3 open world. If that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Do you have anything else you think about it?
The other thing, too, like, you talk about these, like, kind of fetch quests. And, like, there's the other ones, like, the organic ones where you just find something and magically know its owner and go give it to them. And, like, sometimes you'll find, like, a ring, and you'll be like, I believe this is yours. And you're like, oh, I never thought I'd see this again. And they're like, I found the remains of some...
I did, me too.
None. And I gave it to, like, the guy at the chantry, and he was like, I believe you misplaced these. He's like, by the maker, I thought I'd never see these again. It's like, what?
It's a dead person.
But I think we could all agree that Varric is a kick-ass character.
No, he is. No, I like a lot of the characters, really. Good cast of characters.
But I love one of the things you could do with Varric. If your character's not particularly glib, you just kind of defer to him whenever you need to lie to somebody.
Right. Oh, yeah, you could, like, there's kind of like that a lot. Like, you know, I'm glad that the radial dialogue menu's in there and all that stuff. Do you notice the overuse of what I like to call the BioWare talk in turn and walk?
Yeah.
It's the one animation that happens all the time where someone's talking to you.
They're monologuing. They'll stop. They'll turn around. They'll walk away from you. Turn back. Talk a bit more, and then walk back.
It's like
you.
Always the same. Like it's the same animation every time. I'm like, it's the BioWare turn and walk. Because you know we need to make our talking scenes more dynamic.
Right.
Can't just be Oblivion style talking heads. They walk the same way every time. Like, I imagine there's just a button somebody pushes when making the game, and then the turn, and then the walk. Click, click. Animation. At its finest. But, it seems to be, like, I feel like I'm getting closer to the end. It's going to be probably 30 hours-ish, which is about right. And that's doing all the side quests and everything.
Mm.
Still think they missed out on a huge opportunity to have that one Kunari in your team, the mage.
Yeah.
Like, even somebody asked him in a Q&A, like, what the hell? Like, why wasn't he a character? Like, oh, well, blah, blah, blah. We think it just speaks to how well that particular quest did, that people like that character so much. Like, no, it speaks to how much of a missed opportunity you guys had.
Yeah, I mean, it felt so obvious. Like, oh, this guy's going to join my party. He's going to be, like, you know, the kind of cool, mysterious character you get in the party. And it was like, oh, geez. I was so mad when he set himself on fire.
Right. There's not even that many... really, characters you can have in your party in the game.
No. I'm finding it, like, annoying. Are there any other Sword and Shield characters besides Aveline?
No.
Okay, then. Probably, yes, she's staying.
That's why... Oh, God, no. She's the worst.
Well, I don't have a tank.
Well, that's why you should have been a Sword and Shield character.
But I wanted to be a dual-handed sword guy, so I could use that Whirlwind ability, which is really fun.
Yeah, but don't you feel stupid now that you have to have Aveline in your party?
Whatever.
Who sucks. And nobody likes her. Who else is in your party?
It's her, Varric, and Meryl.
Yeah, okay, listen to me. You're putting Anders in your party. You have
no.
to. AJ, listen. He's the only one who learns a group heal spell and the only one who learns a group revive spell.
I beat a dragon without a healer. I'm fine.
Yeah, you think you're fine. But the heal potions have cooldowns.
Yeah, I know.
And you
it's
beat
really
a
annoying.
Crappy dragon. When I said I beat a dragon, you're like, I beat a dragon too. I was pissed and I didn't say anything because my dragon was very hard. And your dragon was like some piece of crap that like you have to fight in order to progress through the storyline. Like, it's a little dragon. No, I fought a brood mother. Okay? Look, I can't wait till you have to have. I can't wait till you add Anders to your party so I can laugh at you. Like, I just can't.
I only made because I like him. I only just met him.
No, don't give me that. He's going to be in your party. You have no other option. Okay?
Okay.
He's the healer. He's the only one who has most of the heal spells in the game. Okay. Mm-hmm. Anything else you want to say about Dragon Age 2?
No, I'm good.
All right, then. What else did you play?
The demo for WWE All-Stars.
Oh, did you? Who's in the demo?
It's the Ultimate Warrior and Rey Mysterio.
That's an interesting combination.
Yeah, right? It's pretty sweet, though.
Does the Ultimate Warrior cut a promo before he comes to the ring?
No, that's the one thing I'm missing from this game. I feel like the presentation's not quite there. Like, you don't get the full ring entrances.
Oh, really?
Like, when Rey Mysterio does a 619, he, like, trips the guy into the rope, but he doesn't, like, run back, bounce, and come, and then kick around. He just kind of grabs the rope and kicks around.
Hmm.
Like, I feel like that was weird.
Maybe it's just clicking up the pace.
I guess, but I don't know. I feel like if there's one thing you want to get right, it's the finishing moves.
But it's fun, right?
Oh, it's great. It's like super over the top. you know, what's the Ultimate Warrior's finisher called?
I think it's just the splash, right?
Yeah,
just
doesn't he, like, throw a guy up or something? I don't know. The one finisher I've been doing, he literally takes a person, throws them about 20 feet in the air, and then kicks them on their way down.
Yeah, I don't know if that was his... I don't know very much about the Ultimate Warrior, to be honest. Slightly before my time.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's very fun. It you know, we've been saying it for a while. They needed to do something major to the wrestling games because they're getting a little stale. And they did. The only complaint I would have is, like, the physical movement around the ring is faster than the animations, if this makes sense. Like, you will try to do, like, an Irish whip, but, like, by the time your guy finishes his animation of throwing the guy's already back in your face. You, like, barely have enough time to get your move off.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Maybe, so that, I feel like, maybe that was just because the Ultimate Warrior was so powerful.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, it's pretty fun. I like it.
Yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to that one. I'm trying to think if I played anything else. Oh, tell me about this. Okay, you buy every iPad game that ever comes out. Did you get this Sorcery game?
Sword and Sorcery, yeah, I was going to bring this up. I only just started it. It's kind of like a weird hybrid of an adventure game with, like, a very simple RPG action fighting mechanic. It's hard to explain. It's made by Capybara, the guys who made that Heroes of Might and Magic and that puzzle game where you're Critter Crunch.
Right.
But it's like this really, really awesome looking, like, 8-bit pixel art in the game. And, you know, you tap around the screen to move, and, like, so far I've been following this logman, and, you know, you're just going through these really nice-looking environments. Whenever you go to fight something, or whenever you have to use your sword, you rotate the iPad 90 degrees, and that draws your sword. It's like there was one puzzle where I had to, like, hold up my sword and underneath a rainbow, and I'm like, oh, okay, so I just rotate my iPad, and that did it, which is kind of neat. And it's got, like this little dialogue pop-ups that come up when you click on something or look at something. They're all pretty funny and kind of snarky. I need to play more of it, but it's really cool so far.
Is there going
to
be just a version for the iPhone?
Yeah, it's coming.
I want it now, because I actually want to play this one for some reason.
Yeah.
Well, then, anything else you play?
I'm going to talk about it just to piss you off. I started playing Dragon Age Legends on Facebook.
Oh, God. Well, what is it exactly?
I mean, it's kind of a, you know, it's a little bit of a strategy RPG with social functions in it. Like, you know, you make your character, and you could recruit your friends who have characters into your party on a per-fight basis. Then they have to cool down before you could summon them again, so it behooves you to have a lot of friends playing.
I see.
And like, every encounter takes up energy, like Farmville. So, like, you know, you have to wait till you get more energy before you can make a move again.
Does it, like, do you get stuff in Dragon Age 2 from playing it?
Yeah, there's 5 items you could get. I've unlocked 2 of them so far.
By the way, was there a character you can get in Dragon Age 2 through DLC or something?
Well, I don't know. There's that Prince Sebastian guy who I did his quest, but then he kind of, like, just left. I was assuming I was going to get him in my party. I don't know if he's going to come back later or something.
I never actually bothered to download that.
You should. It was a fine quest.
Wasn't there some other guy who has, like, 2-handed sword? And I just told him not to join my party.
Really?
Yeah. Do you know who I'm talking about?
No.
There's some guy, and basically this was like, my sister was my mage, and my character was like really protecting my sister, and he like said something bad about mages, so I was like, he's like, oh, I'm gonna join your party, and I was like, no, you're not. And in hindsight, I'm like, man, that's like, most of the quests in the game is the companion quest, I'm probably missing out on a lot now.
Right, right.
But, oh well. Alright, what else you play? Is that it?
I believe so.
Alright then.
Oh, I got Real Racing 2 HD on the iPad.
That's fascinating. I bet it's like a racing game on the iPad, which always sucks.
Well, it's like a realistic one. It's actually pretty good. It looks nice.
Okay. I thought we agreed that we don't like these realistic racing games.
Well, it's like Forza realistic, which I do like.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I guess.
Hey, real quick, I got that list of DS launch games.
Oh, the original ones? Let's hear it.
Yeah. Asphalt Urban GT, Feel the Magic XYXX.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Remember that?
Yes.
Madden NFL 2005, Mr. Driller Drill Spirits, Ping Pals, remember that?
Oh my god, yes.
Like the paid version of PictoChat?
Yes.
Ridge Racer DS, Spider-Man 2, Sprung, there was the Metroid Prime Hunters First Hunt demo disc that came with the DS, Mario 64 DS, The Herbs, Sims in the City, and Tiger Woods PGA Tour.
Yeah, I'm going to call the 3DS launch slightly better than that one still.
Yeah, yeah.
Slightly. All right, let's do the releases.
Okay.
Crysis 2, that came out?
It did. Oh. Some people at work got it. They seemed to like it quite a bit.
360, PC, PS3, The Sims Medieval.
Also, yeah, I didn't realize that was out too. I'm curious by this game.
Why? How so?
I just think it's a cool idea, like just basically taking The Sims and putting them in like a fantasy setting, but it's could totally work.
It definitely seems more interesting than most of their expansions.
Right. Well, it's its own game.
Oh, really? I didn't realize.
Yeah.
That. Dissidia 12, Deucodecim for Final Fantasy for PSP.
I know that came out. That's exciting.
Assassin's Creed Brotherhood for the PC. Ghostbusters Sanctum of Slime for PS3 and 360. And is it for PC also? I do not know. But you know what it is. It's like isn't it like a top down like twin stick shooter basically?
Pretty much. I think it is on PC as well.
Okay.
Positive.
Lego Star Wars 3, The Clone Wars for 360, PS3, Wii, PSP, DS, and PC. PlayStation Move Heroes for PS3. I don't really know what this is very much.
It's basically a crossover game where you control their weapons one to one with your Move controller. So like, Ratchet has the giant wrench, where you actually swing the wrench.
Okay, like is it any good?
I have no idea.
All right. The Tomb Raider trilogy for PS3. I think it has what? Underworld, Anniversary, and Legend.
All of which already exist in HD on the Xbox 360, so I don't understand why they're making a big deal about it.
They get them all together now. One package and shit. Theater of War 3 Korea for PC. Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell Classic Trilogy HD for PS3. That's the original Splinter Cell, Pandora, and Chaos Theory.
Mm-hmm.
Naruto Shippuden Kizuna Drive for PSP. Rayman 3D for the 3DS. Do you have any interest in that?
If it's good. I mean, here's the thing. Rayman 2 is one of my favorite games of all time. But it gets shitty ports.
It does.
I don't know how they break that game so bad. If it's a good port, that'll probably be my second game. Because yeah. I love that game.
I hurt myself trying to play the iPhone port of it when it was, like, free.
Yeah.
I was like, ugh.
At least that was free, though. Yeah. So it's like, whatever.
Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Shadow Wars for 3DS. What the heck is this?
Ghost Recon.
I didn't realize they were making
Ghost Recon. I believe it's like a top-down tactical sort of deal.
Is it any good?
Kind of like what was that game on the Xbox with the army? It was like squad-based, turn-based kind of thing.
I do not know.
Oh, shit, this is going
to
bother
me. Okay, we got to move on because you clearly don't know, though. What happened to Guar, by the way?
It's still coming.
They're making a new one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, remember did you see the people around PAX who had, like, the gun?
No.
From the game that they could let you hold and get a picture with? Bill did it.
It was a Guar 3? Is that what they're making?
It's got another subtitle.
Is it Shadow Wars?
It's not Shadow Wars. That's just the DS one, okay. 3DS one.
Europa Universalis 3 Chronicles for the PC. Sounds like a kind of Civilization ripoff.
Hmm.
IL-2 Stormovic Cliffs of Dover for the PC.
This is like the flagship flight combat simulator.
I'll take your word
series.
For it.
Yeah.
It's World War II based, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
All right, then. That's the show.
Yes.
So, remind everybody, our community topic, or question, I guess, is going to be, what was your favorite DS game? So we'll be putting that on our Facebook page, which you can find at facebook.com/explodingbarrel. So please visit us there. You can also find us at explodingbarrel.wordpress.com and follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/explodingbarrel. You can find us on the iTunes Music Store and the Zune Marketplace. So thanks for listening, everybody. Hope you all enjoy your 3DSs if you are getting one. And we'll see you next week right here on the Exploding Barrel Podcast.
Bye.